back in his village in Lesotho, former miner David Marie Benyane must rely on his home garden to feed his family. At 48 years old, he can't run or walk long distances, making it almost impossible to get a job. Marie Benyane has silicosis, which he says he contracted working for more than 20 years underground in a gold mine in South Africa.
I'm very angry at the mining houses. I came home empty-handed and a cripple. I'm worried about the future because I need to feed my family, and to do so, I have to plow. Now, I can't because of my shortness of breath.
Silicosis is caused by breathing crystalline silica dust, a human lung carcinogen found in mines. It causes shortness of breath, general weakness, and increased susceptibility to tuberculosis. It cannot be cured. Marie Benyane is one of tens of thousands of former miners who have joined a class action suit filed by three South African law firms in an attempt to hold 30 of South Africa's gold mining companies liable for the silicosis.
These box files are the files of the individual clients.
Richard Spoor is one of the attorneys.
Silicosis is not a new thing. It's a very old disease. It's been very well understood for a long, long time. There are laws to protect miners, and there have been laws to protect miners for 100 years. Those laws are very simple. They said you may not expose workers to harmful quantities of dust. You may not do that. It's against the law.
The class action suit came about after Spoor won a groundbreaking case 3 years ago in which a former miner successfully sued his employer for negligence which led to him contracting silicosis. Building the case is taking time. Many of the affected miners are from neighboring countries, so they must be tracked down, screened for silicosis, and informed about their option to join the class action suit. In Lesotho, that's the job of Isaac Shafiq from the Mine Workers Development Agency, or MDA.
Mostly they do not know that they have silicosis. Most of them go for screening in our local health facilities, but the result is always TB. It doesn't go further to determine if it's actually silicosis or not.
Mining companies are challenging the class action, claiming the cause of silicosis is up for debate. But for former miner Mokete Bokako, the connection is obvious.
I've never worked anywhere else than in the mines. I'm like this because of the mines, and I believe that the mines owe me something.
Bokako says he only found out about his lung condition a few years ago after he was retrenched, came back home to Lesotho, and was screened by the class action campaign.
I'm angry when I think that we had a health checkup every 6 months or every year, and the mining company never told me I had silicosis.
In November, five of South Africa's biggest mining companies said they would create a working group on occupational lung disease. In the meantime, a ruling on whether the class action suit can proceed is expected in October 2015. It is estimated that one in four current and former gold mine workers have contracted silicosis. Emily Yab for VUN News, Johannesburg.